time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies and what's happening in the world of astronomy. These days, quite a bit going on. And we tap into Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. We bid farewell to Venus and Mars as they begin departing our skies for spring. Both of these planets can be seen in the western sky just after sunset. Mars will set at around 8 p.m., followed by Venus at around 8:40 p.m. Replacing them will be the planets of Jupiter and Saturn. Now, Jupiter will be visible in the eastern sky as soon as the sun sets, while Saturn will rise at around about 11:50 p.m.
This week we have something exciting we're about to hear about. Christopher says there's a new discovery from the Mauna Kea Summit.
That's right. This week we focus on a Martian discovery made possible by a cooperation between the Very Large Telescope, that's the VLT in Chile, the NASA Infrared Telescope, and the Keck Telescope here in Hawaii. We have always wondered just how much water existed on Mars. New data from this team of observatories has allowed us to create a stunning map of ancient Martian oceans. These new studies suggest that over one-fifth of the Martian surface was covered in substantial bodies of water. In some cases, this water could be up to a mile deep. That's comparable to oceans here on the Earth.
What do they think the timeline on that was?
Well, estimates put the presence of water at around 4.5 billion years ago. That's immediately after the formation of the solar system. If these estimates turn out to be correct, it would have major implications for finding any potential underground reserves of water on Mars today.
And where do they think the water went?
There are several ideas as to how Mars lost its water. We have to remember that Mars is less massive than the Earth, meaning that the gravity on Mars is about one-third of Earth normal. This could mean that the solar radiation essentially boiled away the Martian surface liquid over a long period of time, along with the Martian atmosphere. Since Mars has little or no magnetic field to protect it against the sun, this would seem to be a reasonable guess.
Hopefully there are no little creatures there. Sounds kind of like a crab boil or something.
It would have been the ultimate crab boil.
Yikes. And so what do you think the chances are we could drill out some water there today, open a little spring water business?
Well, in theory, we could do just that. But identifying where to dig is another matter entirely. We're pretty sure we will find water on Mars, but just where that water is and how much there might be could take years of exploration.
May not be as tasty as our water here in the islands either, I'm guessing.
I very much doubt it.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thanks for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.